Hello everyone, it's Jared and welcome back to another Daily Nerd Devo. I play Soulsborne, and yes, I know what you're thinking. This is clearly a man who hates having fun. I recently scratched that itch though by giving Dark Souls 3 another run before Elden Ring releases in February. If you aren't familiar with this series, Dark Souls and the Bloodborne games, they're games that are at their core about the challenge. You fall and fail and find yourself facing a screen highlighting the fact that you succumb to defeat once again. And every time I play these games and talk about them with my friends, the same question comes up. Why do you enjoy that? I love games, and especially games like this, because doing something difficult and failing miserably 9 times only to succeed on the 10th is a rush that's hard to get anywhere else. I'm excited about the end for sure, but for me the joy has always been the struggle and those little successes that I find along the way. My faith matches this idea. Sure, like most people, I smile at the thought of eternity with the people I love, in paradise, with the God who offered all the joys that I never deserved and spared me the punishment that I did. Yet, the journey from here to there, and yes, even those times that I fall and can't seem to keep going, I find joy. For in that struggle, I've seen little victories of my own. Paul knows what this is like, and he talks about that journey and the push for one more try at greatness for the kingdom, even when it feels too lofty to reach. In Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14, he says this: I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things, or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. So take a moment, dear friend. Rest at the bonfire if you need. Talk to those who were sent to help you on your journey. And while you're here, at a place of rest, even if it's only short-lived, praise the sun for giving you one more chance and one more after that. If you'd like to find more friends to share this journey with, be sure to find us over at the Nerd of God Squad on Facebook. And subscribe to the podcast wherever you may be listening. I've been Jared with your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, as the Unbreakable Patches once said, we're all just outcasts, so let's make the best of it.